United States.
The Trump Campaign. Turning pro. In Pennsylvania, at least, the Trump operation has upped its ground game.
Standing outside a quaint house in the Philadelphia suburbs of Delaware County, Dawn Stensland sounds like an agony aunt. "I was a closet conservative, like maybe some of you," she claims to a crowd. "It's time to come out of the closet and wear your Trump hat." The house expresses this advice. The windows are plastered with posters, advertising it as the local Trump Force 47 office, Donald Trump's Get Out the Vote operation for 2024. During his previous presidential runs, Mr. Trump took a haphazard approach to his ground game. This time, in Pennsylvania at least, his effort looks more formidable. That Trump Force is bothering to open an office in Delaware County is evidence of that. The Philadelphia suburbs have not been friendly to Mr. Trump or other Republicans in recent years. Mr. Trump lost the county by 27 points in 2020. This time, another close election in Pennsylvania looks likely. In 2016, Mr. Trump won Pennsylvania by just 0.7 points. In 2020, Joe Biden won it back by 1.2 points. To improve its prospects, the campaign is pledging to open an office in almost every county. The Trump ground game has overlapping elements. Trump Force 47 is concentrating on occasional voters. State and county Republican parties target moderate voters and are running turnout efforts that will also benefit down-ballot candidates. Lastly, they and other Republican-leaning outside groups are trying to encourage the use of postal ballots, which Mr. Trump used to denounce as vessels of fraud. The focus of Trump Force on occasional voters reflects a doubling down on Mr. Trump's appeal to working-class supporters. As in many states, looser voting rules during the pandemic contributed to high turnout in Pennsylvania in 2020, especially among white non-college voters, who have increasingly broken for Republicans. A key aim for Mr. Trump's door-knocking volunteers is to ensure that these people turn up and, ideally, bring friends. The heart of Trump country in Pennsylvania lies between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, 70 miles west of Delaware County at the York State Fair. The local Republican Party is in full force, attempting to reach voters by handing out bedazzling swag. These activists are now also pushing postal ballots applications. "If you vote by mail, perfect," Therese Lorks, secretary of the county party, explains in the livestock barn. "Many countries around this world, they don't have the choices that we have." Across the fairground is Turning Point Action, one of many groups registering voters. New rules from the Federal Election Commission allow more data sharing between an official campaign and outside organizations. Cliff Maloney is the founder of the Pennsylvania Chase, which focuses on making sure absentee ballots get returned. Mr. Maloney says they will have 120 professional staffers in Pennsylvania. Previous Republican outreach efforts have relied mostly on volunteers, in contrast to a professional ground game on the Democratic side. The old way was like playing T-ball versus the Yankees. County parties are leading the charge for down-ballot candidates. Trump Force really just focuses on Trump, says Amy Haviland, a Republican committee person in Abington Township, a Philadelphia suburb. The Republican Senate candidate, Dave McCormick, is trailing the Democratic incumbent, Bob Casey, in the polls. Control of the state house is also in play, along with a clutch of congressional seats. In these races, appealing to moderate voters is key, and the local party is opening 3 satellite offices to help, Still, rebuilding Republican strength in the suburbs will take time, admits Christian Nascimento, the party chair in suburban Montgomery County. My kind of mantra is points on the board. Don't expect that that's going to happen overnight. Similarly, restoring faith in postal votes will take a while, says Christopher Borick, a pollster at Muhlenberg College. There's been a slight rise in Republican confidence in postal voting, but it has been modest. Undermining trust in something is pretty easy to do. Building that trust back up is anything but easy, he says.